This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We approach 4 o'clock on this Friday. What a mega sports weekend. The Knicks survive. They force a game 6 tomorrow night in Indiana. The Mets are at home taking on the hapless Colorado Rockies, and the New York Yankees have a World Series rematch as they are in L.A. against the Dodgers. There was a piece of Yankee news that came out over the last 24 hours that's quite interesting, and that is the fact that Jazz Chisholm is on his way back, so which is great for the Yankee lineup, a Yankee lineup that's scoring more runs than just about anybody. So Jazz on his way back is good news. He actually played in a rehab game yesterday. Didn't he do well in that rehab game yesterday, Sean?
I believe he had 2 hits.
And he's playing at Somerset, right?
Somerset, where tonight, if you were at the Somerset game, our own Keith McPherson will be throwing out the first pitch.
How about that? Nice. Keith, is Keith going to the mound to throw out the first pitch?
Keith, you have to. Right?
Yeah, Keith's got to go.
You have to. You can't be going in front of that. You go right up to the top of the mound. The second question is, and I'm sure there will be video taken, does he throw a strike? You only get one shot at this. Is it a little high, a little outside? Does he embarrass and bounce it?
As long as you don't bounce it, I think you're fine.
Oh, I agree with you.
I think just hit mitt.
I think if you hit mitt, it's fine. It's great. If you want to nitpick, yeah, you want to see if it's a strike or not. Like my dad threw out the first pitch in a Met game. It was a present I took a long time to organize to give to him. And he threw out the first pitch and he didn't know about it, right? So he was not prepared for it. And when he got up there, I was like, what is going to happen? And in my brain, I'm like, just hit the mitt. My dad went to the mound and threw a strike.
That's great. Nice.
I couldn't believe. And I almost think not knowing about it.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Because he didn't think about it all day. He just did it. So I think what may hurt Keith is if he's then thinking about it.
Right.
Because if you're thinking about it all day, you're probably like, all right, I can't screw this up. As much as I warm up, I got to groove it in. My prediction is he will hit mitt. We're not going to get a bounce situation. It's not going to be a strike.
It's going to be a strike.
The challenge is overthrowing it.
That's what I think it'll be.
Because you're trying to throw it hard.
And you don't want to bounce it.
Right, but the speed doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Just get it to the mitt.
And don't miss and hit like the cameraman. Don't pull a Baba Booey or a 50 Cent. You got to just get it there. If you get it there, it's a success.
I think Carl Lewis was the worst.
Well, Carl Lewis, I thought he sang the national anthem badly.
No, he did sing the national anthem. Who hit the ground right in front of him?
50 Cent!
50 Cent.
That was 50?
That was 50.
Basically spiked the ball.
Right. Of all the terrible first pitches, 50 Cent and Baba Booey are probably like the two legends.
I don't think I've seen Baba Booey's.
Oh, my God. I'll show it to you if you want. But that's very, very cool. That's awesome. So tonight, Keith McPherson, our very own, will be throwing out the first pitch at the Somerset game. Jazz Chisholm is playing. Now, the point of Jazz Chisholm here is that Aaron Boone went to him and said, I want you to play third base. Now, if you recall last year after the Yankees made the trade for Jazz, they moved him to third base. And I thought he did a pretty good job considering it was a brand new position.
I agreed.
And Jazz, remember, has switched positions a lot at the major league level. He's played shortstop. He's played second base. He's played the outfield. So he's certainly a guy you look at and say he can learn third base.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that Aaron Boone, because remember, at the beginning of the year, he was the second baseman. And now the plan is for him to come back and play third base. And my first reaction to this was, all right, they're basically telling you that DJ LeMahieu and Yorbit Vivas, who have shared the second base job, are going to continue to share the second base job. Oswald Peraza, who's a fine defensive player, has not hit enough. He's probably going to be the odd man out, which sucks for him. Oh, but you hit 160, it's tough to survive.
Right.
And I just take it as the Yankees are saying, we just don't want to screw around with this DJ Yorbit Vivas thing, considering both guys have more experience playing second base than third base.
Right, even though DJ can play third base, but as an aging infielder, the last thing you want to do is put him on a hot corner. And I think with Jazz, he's such a good athlete, at least if he's fully healthy when he comes back. You don't worry about him getting balls in the hole or, you know, down the line or whatever it may be. So I think it's a good call. And I feel like Jazz is the type of athlete that loves challenges like that. Just feels like that kind of player. So I think it's the best defensive move that the Yankees can make.
Yeah. And I think
there's not any, what other options are there?
Well, the option would be to move Vivas and DJ around or have them both play third base. But I think what they're telling you is if you look at Vivas in the minor leagues, he's played double the amount of games at second base. Mm-hmm. DJ's a better defensive second baseman. And so instead of moving those guys around, you're merely saying Jazz become the third baseman. Now, Sean had a different theory.
Yeah, my theory was when it comes time to shape this team at the trade deadline, the Yankees have probably looked around and said, you know what? Outside of maybe Arenado, who we already didn't go after early in the year, there's not going to be a hot market for third baseman. Mm-hmm. We're better off finding a middle infielder and keeping our flexibility with Jazz at third base.
Well, but
so bring in a second baseman.
Yeah.
Potential.
Exactly. Think about it. Third baseman compared to finding maybe flexible middle infielders. What is going to be easier for this team to find?
I don't think that matters, and I'll tell you why. I think they're looking at Jazz as saying, as of right now, he's our best option at third base, right? Based on what we just laid out with DJ and Vivas, who are going to clearly share the job. If we have to make a pivot because a third baseman becomes available, Nolan Arenado has been a popular name. Now, the Cardinals have ruined that because they're good. Shockingly good. So I don't know if the Cardinals are going to be in a rush to trade him.
Maybe they knew better than all of us.
Well, I think they just got unlucky. They wanted to trade him. It just didn't work out. And look what happened. Here are the Cardinals battling for the NL Central. But if they decide to trade for Nolan Arenado, they'll just move Jazz back to second base. Mm. I don't think it's a big deal that Jazz ends up back at second base. And when Sean said that, I was like, all right, you know, it's not too early for me to start thinking about this. It's May 30th. Who are going to be the guys available? And the problem we have right now in Major League Baseball is that the bad teams, the teams that are going to sell, like the Rockies and the White Sox and the Marlins, they suck. They don't have anything to sell.
Oh, gotcha. You mean not only do they suck on the record, on their win-loss record, but they suck it from a player standpoint.
Right? Like, what player are you going to get? You guys used to love Ryan McMahon, who's in the lineup for the Rockies tonight. He's hitting .206. He's not any good. And he's having a terrible season. So is that the guy you're going to go get?
My prediction, who the Yankees end up with, look at them now, seven games out. I think they will ultimately end up with Jonathan India at second base.
Oh, Jonathan India. You think the Kansas City Royals are going to end up selling?
They've had a down year compared to that Central, and I could see this spiraling.
Here's the problem, and this goes back to my second point. My first point is the bad teams are bad. They don't have any players you'd want. The second part is the American League is so mediocre that who's going to fall out of it besides the really absurdly bad teams? Like, it's not going to take a lot to make the postseason.
Right.
So are the Royals, are they ever going to be in a position in which they're announcing to the world after they had an aggressive offseason and made the playoffs last year, we're selling guys off. So I think the combination of there aren't going to be as many sellers in the American League, and then B, the bad teams are so bad, I just don't think there's going to be a robust market to go at a player.
You could be right. And they're a half game out of the wild card right now.
I'm just projecting. I got you. I'm going to give you a prediction. I'm going to give you a name right now on May 30th. Write this down. The Yankees are going to end up with a right-handed bat, okay, which they could use, a guy who can play first base, third base, and even the outfield. But really the priority is third base. The New York Yankees will end up with Evan and Tiki legend Eric Wagaman. That's my prediction. Remember Eric Wagaman? Made some money off Eric Wagaman.
That home run with the Marlins.
We made fun of how we didn't know who he was. Hit a home run that day. People bet on him to hit a home run. he will end up being the trade acquisition that the Yankees make on July 30th.
Going back to the well with the Marlins there, too, by the
yes.
way, after the Jazz trade last year.
And also the Marlins stink. I mean, they're just not that many teams that are going to announce to the world we're out of it.
What kind of season is he having?
Right now he's hitting .255 with 4 home runs and 17 RBIs. Yeah. You know what we call that?
Why is that exciting?
We call that the Juan Soto.
No, that's better than the Juan Soto.
No, it's not. The averages, not the home runs
only
and the RBI.
Only 3 less homers.
See, even I as a Met fan can make that joke. And you know why I can make that joke? Because the Mets are still in a good position, and I know Soto's going to hit. So for any Met fan who's so sensitive about Juan Soto jokes, whether they're made by Sean or Keith or me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Or Big Mac. The reason that you can't take it seriously is he's going to be fine.
Right.
He's going to be fine. I'm telling you right now.
One more. I don't think Yankee fans are going to be excited about your prediction.
Oh, the Eric Wagerman thing?
Yeah, the Wagerman thing.
Yeah, it wasn't to get you excited.
No, definitely.
No, I don't think anything's
going to excite. That's a troll trade.
No, it's not a troll trade. I just think the trade deadline is going to be, like, we're sitting here now. It's May 30th. I'm giving you an early projection. I just don't think it's going to be very appealing. Yeah. I don't think there's going to be a lot of really good pieces available. And so that the likelier situation is that, hopefully, for the Yankees, Vivas or LeMahieu step up. Now, if the lineup is going to continue to be as productive as it's been, you don't need that much out of second base, especially with Jazz coming back. So that's the positive.
I wonder if Jazz playing third in this plan directly from Booney also is when we were at the stadium a couple weeks ago and asked Booney about Ben Rice at third. Why he said, yeah, never say never, but probably not likely, because he probably had this forward thinking about Jazz going back to third.
Yeah. Well, Ben Rice is never going anywhere besides first base, DH, and catcher every once in a while. So he's not playing third base. Like, that's out the window.
I know, but I'm saying I wonder if this was further part of it. They knew they were probably moving Jazz back to
third. I think it's more just about LeMahieu and Vivas or second basements. That's really what it comes down to. But it should be a fun series this weekend. Yankees take on the Dodgers. I said this to Met fans going into the Met-Dodgers series. There's no revenge here. The Yankees lost the World Series just like the Mets lost the NLCS. I don't like the Dodgers. I don't think Yankee fans like the Dodgers. No one likes the Dodgers. We can unify in that. And you want to win the series, but it's not like winning the series is going to be like, oh, gee, revenge. I feel better now. Nothing is going to heal the wounds of that World Series, or in my case, the NLCS.
And what a moment for Major League Baseball tonight. No NBA, no NHL. The night to themselves with the World Series rematch, the two biggest markets. 10 p.m. Apple TV.
Isn't that what they want, though?
What a moment.
It makes you have to get Apple TV. Think about it.
Or make the choice. I'm going to bed at 10 o'clock.
You'll get plenty of people that do that. But there is a Yankee fan listening right now who has never purchased the Apple TV Plus, who's going to say, you know what? Yankees Dodgers? I'm in.
And you'll get our FAN broadcast on Apple TV with that feature.
That is very, very true. Plus, you got Max Fried on the mound tonight, who has seen plenty of the L.A. Dodgers. I think, if anything, I know you mock MLB by saying it, I think MLB is loving the fact that they got Yankees-Dodgers Friday night Apple TV Plus, because they'll get more people to actually watch it. Now, who I feel bad for is I feel bad for David Cone. I feel bad, well, not really, he does Sunday. I feel bad for Paul O'Neill. I feel bad for Michael Kay. I feel bad for the Yankee announcers, because much like the Met announcers last week when they got shut out for Mets-Dodgers, the Yankee announcers are doing zero games this weekend.
Right.
Friday night's Apple TV Plus, Saturday is on Fox, and Sunday is on ESPN. Now, here's a troll move by David Cone. Can I give him advice? Because I gave David a lot of crap earlier this week because he made that comment that Citi Field was packed to see the Dodgers.
Okay.
David Cone needs to embrace this. He needs to go out and say, ah, packed house here at Dodger Stadium. People here to see the Yankees.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But it wouldn't be true.
Well, it wasn't true when he said it about the Mets, so why does truth matter anymore, Teague?
That's true. That's a good point.
I would appreciate that if I'm an IBO. Like, I want to hear David Cone double down on these weird things about why people are there. Yeah, Dodger Stadium's packed to see those Yankees. They're a traveling circus. And there will be Yankee fans in the building this weekend.
Well, of course there will be. There are Yankee fans all over the country.
Dude, the Yankee-Angel series was just absurd. Like, it was like 70% Yankee fans. I thought I was at a Nets-Knicks game in Brooklyn. Like, it was that bad. Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. James is in Long Beach. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's well.
I have a perfect trade prediction for the Yankees. I don't think they're going to do it, but it looks like the Diamondbacks are kind of falling out of it. And Suarez at third base. He's a free agent after the year.
Perfect.
You get him and Kelly and Gallen. You know, solves starting pitching depth, solves third base. He's not going to block Lombard for future years. I think that's something the Yankees should explore.
See, you nailed it. That's a great idea, assuming the Diamondbacks fall out of it. And that's the caveat here, because Arizona obviously had that incredibly strong second half last year and just missed the playoffs. They've got two guys who are big free agents at the end of the year. Zach Gallen is having a terrible season. But I'll tell you right now, if I'm the Yankees, bring him in. I got no issue. 5.5 ERA, because his track record is too good.
Right.
29 years old, prime of his career. I'll take the risk. And Adrenio Suarez is having, you know, a typical year, low batting average, big pop, can play third base. The Yankee lineup, if you add Suarez now, who's hit 15 home runs this year, that's a great idea. It's a great move. I think the caveat is going to be, with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are right now two games under 500, say, yeah, we're out of it. And that's the real question of the whole thing. Like, you need Arizona to make that decision after a couple of years in a row of being right in the middle of it, being in the World Series a few years ago, almost making the playoffs last year.
It's interesting to talk about it now, but it feels premature, to your point.
Well,
are they out of it?
Yeah, it's all premature, honestly, other than the Rockies and the Marlins and the White Sox.
Everyone else, the teams that are dead.
Yeah.
That have no chance of coming back.
But it's a great idea in terms of guys that aren't signed long term. And by the way, this Zach Gallen, who was going to be one of the best free agents on the market, He's having a horrible year in a contract year, which is just a reminder that guys don't always succeed in their contract years. Sometimes guys have terrible years in contract years. Let's go to Kat in Brooklyn. What's up, Kat?
Hey, you're talking about everybody coming back to the Yankees, and I love it. And I love you all, you guys. I listen every day. But who are they sending down or DFAing?
Yeah, probably Oswald Peraza or Pablo Reyes. One of those two guys is numbered.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Pablo was still in the...
I know. I forgot, too, because he doesn't play. But he's 26
at-bats, hitting 190. Yeah, he's very expendable.
And he's on the roster. I think that's a great response by Kat. I forgot he was on the roster. So did I. So did everybody. So did Boone, actually.
It's an easy one.
Yeah,
Boone doesn't. It's a question. It's easy. Once you know he's still there.
Boone doesn't know. Like, someone needs to text him and say, did you know Pablo Reyes is still on the team? He'd be like, damn it. I forgot. I thought that guy was gone. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was eating the pizza after yesterday's Angels game. Let's go to Anthony and Dix Hills. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I wanted to talk about what you guys were referencing before about enjoying watching games. I'm a diehard Mets and Jets fan, and I'll be watching the Mets lose to the White Sox, and I'll want to put my foot to the TV. But meanwhile, I kind of jumped on the Nick bandwagon for this playoffs. And I got to say, it's a lot of fun watching because when they win, it's great. When they lose, I really don't care that much. You know, it's not really ruining my night like a baseball game is.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
It's almost better, Anthony, to be a tepid fan. I mean, it not really, but sometimes it is, especially when you think they might lose.
That's what I'm saying. It was funny. Like last night, like I really more want to see a good game, and not that I'm rooting for the Pacers, but at halftime, the Knicks were up pretty big. I'm watching with my buddy. I'm like, I kind of want the Pacers to score a couple points here to make it a better game, and then have them win in like a close game at the end. So it's pretty entertaining. And listen, I kind of turned myself into a little bit of a Knicks fan here.
See, that's what happens when the team has success.
That is a very healthy attitude to have. And by the way,
I'm assuming he was not, Anthony, a Net fan. He's just not a fan of any particular team.
There are a lot of people, and sometimes it's tough for us to recognize it because sports is our world. Sports talk radio, we love sports. You played it. I've been watching it like a geek forever. But our last caller represents a lot of people in this town who like sports. It's a casual thing.
Well, I think you can love certain sports and just kind of casually watch the other one.
Right, right.
Be an enormous Giant fan. But you like basketball. You don't hate the Knicks, but you don't really like Anthony. If they lose, you're not devastated. If they win, it's kind of like, oh, that's cool for the city.
What's happened to the NBA in the 20 years I've been here is fascinating, sort of depressing, but explains a guy like Anthony. The NBA in the 90s, the early 2000s, it was baseball. Mm-hmm. It was football. It was, I would argue, on the same level in terms of passion and popularity. The Knicks was so bad for so long, they killed like the interest of so many people. Because unlike baseball and football, you can go into a baseball season, you can go into a football season, even when you're not supposed to be good, rationalize it, and you have a shot.
Right.
And there are miracle years. That doesn't happen in the NBA. Like in 2007, if you're a Knicks fan, you couldn't rationalize it. You know what I mean? And so I think that, unfortunately, and I watched it happen, and it was very depressing because I love basketball, and I'm one of those geeks that likes to watch 82 games. I watched the interest level die. And there were a lot of Knicks fans who used to be Knicks fans who were like, I don't care. And then there were younger people who just grew up not caring about the NBA because the Knicks, again, were just so bad.
Yeah.
The Knicks have been good now for a good 4 or 5 year run. They're back, as the kids like to say. So you're getting casuals back saying, hey, I care, I'm interested, and hopefully we're growing a basketball population in our town. But I think for 2 decades, you had a lot of people that stopped caring. And it's difficult to stop caring for 2 decades and then all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm life and death with the Knicks.
I mean, that's why I never became a rabid Knicks fan, because they weren't good when I first got here, really for the entirety of my time here until recently. And so now you care a little bit, mainly because Tommy's telling us we should care.
And that's why you care, because Tommy's telling you?
I support my peeps. Tommy's my guy. I'm following Tommy's lead, just like so many other Knicks fans. But the point is, you get interested when they're good.
Tommy,
they're not good. If they weren't good now, I still wouldn't be a Knicks fan.
No, I get you. Tommy, I don't want to have to investigate, so I'm just going to ask you, point blank, even though we've worked together for a very long time, when the Knicks were at their apex of horribleness, did you still care, or did you check out like our last caller?
No, I cared, but it was so brutal, and they had no chance, and it was so directionless. as far as the people they would bring in and just the embarrassment. They were the worst team in the league. I mean, you could give me the Timberwolves. You could give me other teams like that. The Kings for a long time. The Knicks, when you consider who they are, the town they play in, the building they play in, their resources, they were the worst team in the NBA for decades.
I'm very concerned because I'm on your Twitter account searching Fisher, Fizdale, and Jamal Crawford, and I got nothing. Did you not tweet about the Knicks for like a decade?
I didn't tweet about anything for a decade.
Oh, is that true?
I was not really a big tweeter back in the day.
Okay.
So you're going to find not a lot of tweets.
Just making sure. I just want to see if you're one of those Knicks fans that stuck through and through. Like CP the Franchise will join us in about an hour. Get his opinion on what just happened. Or are you just a Johnny come lately? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, I'm not a Johnny come lately. And you could tell your buddy last night that I'm not a Johnny come lately because he's the one gassing you up about it.
Who's my buddy last night?
Your guy that you brought to the game last night that thinks I just parachuted.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
I didn't tweet a lot about a lot of things until somebody told me, hey, you probably should start tweeting for your career. And now I basically surpassed Marash on Twitter. So the idea is don't let positive Tommy cook. And if you want to do investigating, you know, go scratch. That's what I would tell you.
Okay, I'll search go scratch. Yeah, see if you ever put that one out there.
Not going to take that bait. You know how you know the Knicks were lost for a decade? Because in 2004, 2005, Tiki would actually be the guy who should be on Celebrity Row sitting front row, and he had no interest.
You never did Celebrity
and
Row
I
back
lived
then?
In the city.
Right? Think about Tiki at his apex. That's the ideal guy. I mean, Tyler Newbin's at the game last night.
Oh, speaking of the celebrities, I do have one observation. I want to say I'm proud of Knicks fans.
I think I'm with the more Rangers games than I did Knicks. I'm not even joking.
And the Rangers weren't good back then either, by the way. That was during the bad Sather era. Last night, the Knicks, of course, announced a lot of their celebrities. And they have a lot of alum there, which we all know about. Mm-hmm. They treat their alum very well, unless their name is Charles Oakley. They bring all their guys back. So they did a whole video for Stephon Marbury. And then they're about to show him on the board.
He's been making the rounds.
And as I'm watching the video, I say to my friend, really? This guy represents, no offense to Steph, well, maybe a little bit. He represents a horrible era in Knicks basketball. He also caused a lot of embarrassment for the franchise, you know, with everything that was going on. So as they're playing the video, I'm like, are people really going to go nuts for him? I got to tell you, very little reaction for him. And wow. I was proud. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Knicks fans just did not react at all. And I was like, you know what? That's a good job out of them. Because what Knicks fan is standing up when they announce Stephon Marbury? And they're like, yeah, yeah. Like, come on. That was a horrible era of Knicks history. It wasn't great. Now, God bless him for coming back and wanting to be a part of it. Like, I have no ill will towards him. It's just like, who the hell would be cheering that? And to Knicks fans' credits, they really gave a muted reaction.
I don't even remember his era here.
It was bad.
Yeah, that's why. He's known now more for being in China.
Yes, where he became a legend.
Right, where he's legendary. Not that any of us saw him play in China. We just know the stories of his exploits over there.
He was the face of a bad era. They made the playoffs briefly. They got swept very quickly in the first round by my team. Then they were bad. And then his name was taken through the mud because he was involved, or his name was mentioned in the Anuka Brown Sanders lawsuit that occurred. Mm-hmm. And specific stories were laid out with him and women. So it just didn't look good. Like, it was not a good era. They didn't win. You have the embarrassment. Like, there's nothing good about it. And so while he's a local guy, and I'm glad he's back, and I hope his life is great. Like, it's nothing personal. It's just, that's not someone who I would expect to get cheered.
Right.
And he really wasn't. It was muted. Nobody booed him. It was just like, oh, okay. Then when they showed Larry Johnson, the place goes nuts, as it should. Like, I'm not, of course, Latrell Sprewell, it goes nuts. So as they were playing the video, I was all revved up to be like, I can't believe people are going to go nuts about this guy. And they really didn't. Mm. So good job by Knicks fans.
Did you notice anything else about last night and the people at the Garden?
Did I notice? I saw Ben Stiller.
Yeah, Ben Stiller was there.
I saw Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, he was there again, of course.
Chalamet. Spike Chalamet. What was I
saying? Chalamet.
Chalamet. I saw Spike Lee dressed up beautifully.
The big three, right? As they always traveled to Indiana. That's the real Knicks big three.
Yeah, what else?
Here's the other thing. What I noticed was all of a sudden Bad Bunny I'm not seeing. I'm not seeing Fat Joe. Suddenly last night felt like a February game versus the Grizzlies. He had Mariska Hargitay, Kelly Giddish from Law and Order. I'm looking up and down. They went down the role of, hey, who was in The Sopranos 20 years ago? Let's bring them back.
What happened last night is what Tommy was alluding to with the real fans. Suddenly down 3-1, it wasn't the place to be for the casuals. So they went, the guard must have looked and said, boy, we have empty seats. Let's call the people who actually show up in February. They got the Law and Order girls. Mm. They got Christopher from The Sopranos. I mean, I think Steve Schirripa was next. I mean, basically, it wasn't cool to go to a Knick game anymore in Game 5. They went back to the old reliables.
You think people did that, Teak? Down 3-1, the celebrities said we're out? Bad Bunny's like, I'm busy?
It was noticeable that the less popular celebrities were back in the chairs.
Thursday, could have other stuff going on, could be going out to the Hamptons, could be going to the Jersey Shore, any of that stuff, any traveling.
It's actually
supposed to be a nice weekend. You got to travel early, off day on Friday because nobody works on Fridays. Maybe.
Nah, I think that was it. I think the celebrities gave up, Teak.
I don't think they gave up.
Mariska Hargitay had to get that phone call yesterday.
Who decides that, by the way?
The order of celebrities? Like, yes. Who gets first round, who gets second round? I would love to know. I'd love to know their power list of...
Yes, like who's guaranteed? If this person wants to come, he's guaranteed.
Because Howard Stern recently said he would never show up if he was sitting second row. Like, that's an embarrassment to him. Mm. So I wonder if there are celebrities who are like, hey, if I'm not getting the first row treatment, I ain't going.
I mean,
like Gary Templeton going to the All-Star game. If I ain't starting, I ain't departing.
Detective Rollins from Law & Order SVU had to get that phone call. Went, really? Me? I'm back? All right, let's go.
So you funny. I didn't know her name until I know Detective Rollins.
Yeah,
I don't know her real name.
If they get a Game 7?
Mariska Hargitay, I do.
Will it be loaded with celebrities again?
Yeah, Mariska Hargitay in a Game 7 is, and I love her, is not sitting front row at the Garden.
She's out. Law & Order SVU is iconic. It's been on for like 20 years.
I'm a Law & Order stan. I agree with you. My point is, she's, you know, Grizzlies in February front row. She's not Eastern Conference Finals front row.
I think what Sean is trying to say, but he's not being polite about it, is she's more of a diehard fan. So you have the diehard celebrity fans like Tracy, obviously Ben Stiller. You didn't get the Bad Bunnies, the Cardi B, although she's got enough going on right now. So you didn't really get the big A-plus list celebrities other than Kylie Jenner, who's going out with Timothy. What's his last name, Evan?
Chalamet.
There you go.
Did I get it right this time?
Yes. Sounded right.
I think that the other thing, and I don't mind that the Knicks do this, if this is the case. In Indiana, like you'll see it on Saturday night, Ben Stiller is going to be courtside. Yeah. Timothy Chalamet will be...
Chalamet.
In Brooklyn, they allow Spike Lee as courtside.
Of course.
Does the Garden have a rule that if you are non-Knick fan...
I guarantee you they do.
You're, because...
There's no way they
I think
allow
Pat it. McAfee, who was invited by Ben Stiller, like, hey, you should show up at the Garden... I think McAfee tried, and Dolan was like, I ain't letting you in here.
Wow.
And then I started thinking about it, like, have we ever seen a non-Knick fan celebrity sporting the team? Like, not just being there quietly. Like, would John Mellencamp be allowed courtside of Madison Square Garden?
That's a great question.
I don't know if I've ever seen it, now that I'm thinking about
it. Has John Mellencamp, even when he had the Cougar, played Madison Square Garden?
I'm sure he has.
So then probably.
Oh, you think that overrides 100%. His fandom?
Especially if he crushed it for... MSG.
But does he have a banner the way Billy Joel does?
I can ask somebody.
Yeah, ask somebody.
I'm going to ask Bobby.
I don't know who Bobby is,
Bobby's
but sure,
general,
ask him.
General manager of the Garden.
Oh, really? By the way, while you're talking to Bobby.
Yeah. You need to upgrade in your tickets?
No, it has nothing to do with me.
He told me he loves your seats.
My seats are the best.
That's what he said.
No, I know. I'm about to get to one of my coworkers who doesn't know his ass from his elbow when it comes to my seats. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But can you get one? Like, what? You're a big celebrity. Like, if you called up and said... And I know you're not like this, but you're like, hey, courtside, I'm Tiki Barber. What would their reaction
to you
be?
I don't think I'd want to. I have no idea. I've never asked. I think if I would go to a game, I'd want to be in a suite.
No, I know you. No, I know you would. I'm just curious.
That's how I roll.
No, I know.
I don't need to be seen. I don't need to be front and center.
That's why I'll never get the answer, because you're not that kind of guy. Like, you're not courtside Tiki. I'm just curious, like, how that works. Like, you are an icon in this town. Do you just call up and say, hey, I'm Tiki Barber. Where are my seats?
Well, did I sit courtside at the Nets? I think one time I did, or maybe it was.
Is that when you went to the NBA Finals, or when they were in the NBA Finals?
No,
and you
this
went?
Was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. It came through my manager, and so he's like, "Hey, you want to go to the Nets game?" I was like, "Sure."
Although I'm going to be the one to do this. Don't worry, I'll take care of this. There's a big difference between the Nets and Madison Square Garden.
It's not even about the Nets or the Madison versus. It's not Barclays versus the Garden. It was how it happened.
Gotcha.
So they probably have their publicists reach out. I don't know if any of them have a direct relationship.
Yeah,
Spike probably does.
Right.
At this point, Timothy Chalamet probably does as well. some of the other ones probably, but I think most of them probably go through a PR agency.
Sean, can you make believe
or a publicist or something like that?
PR person and call up and request Game 7 for Tiki to see what
happens. Sure. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Barber.
Ronde?
No, Tiki.
Let's go to Brendan in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, what are we doing there last night with Miles Teller sitting courtside? I mean, this guy is Philadelphia's third biggest mascot behind the Fanatic and Rocky. I mean, what in the world? I was so taken aback by that. I mean, this guy, he's Philly through and through, and he's sitting courtside?
That's a good point. What do you think of that?
Who the hell is Miles Turner? I mean, Miles Teller. I know who Miles Turner is.
Miles Turner turned the ball over on the first possession. When they announced Miles Teller at Madison Square Garden, I thought it was the magician.
Who is he?
Remember Penn and Teller?
I know who Penn and Teller is. Who's Miles Teller?
I think he's some kind of actor. By the way, a great point was made to me by someone who would know that a part of the celebrity thing may be game one and game two are guaranteed. Game five's not a guarantee. Mm. So
yeah,
it's
so
easy.
You had other plans.
Or the game may not happen.
True, but once you know it's going to happen...
You're right. Then you, but that, think about when in the series that happens. Like at the end of game three, that's when you know there's a game five. So I'm, based on that, curious how many celebs will even be there for a game seven? We're not going to know it's an official thing till Saturday night.
Oh, you don't think that's like a morning of thing where they call the celebrities in town?
I don't know.
It's got to be more than a morning of thing.
No, I don't know.
Because I don't know if all these celebs are actually in town.
Yeah.
Maybe you're on a list and MSG decides morning of.
What we needed to do is, and again, behind the eight ball on this, Sean, this is why lists are very important. You should attract the celebrities, like track it for every Knicks home game.
Well,
and then we could analyze if there are less celebrities later in the series.
Go back.
You
can always go back.
And you're right, Evan. I realized until today I didn't care.
Well, great idea, Tiki. You can go back?
Yeah.
All right, next commercial break. Can you come back with a study on each celebrity in each of these Knicks playoff games?
I'm sure one of the AI assistants on the internet can tell you.
Why are you trying to make this so easy for him?
Because life is easy now.
Why are you making this so hard?
There's artificial intelligence. What celebrities were at each of the Knicks playoff games? You're going to get a list. It'll take 32 seconds.
The problem with AI is a lot of times they're not accurate. Like, you'll ask it a question, it'll give you an answer, you'll think it's right, and then if you fact check the AI, which I've done, you realize they're dead wrong. So that's what makes it very, very
tricky. And I keep noticing that Strahan's there. What, no pacer towel that he wants to wave for a bit? They keep a lot of him in the building. He's there every night.
Good thing they aren't playing the Sixers.
And what's the matter? Russell Wilson got lost last night. He didn't make his way to the arena.
Well, aren't they doing their things? They're doing the OTAs.
What things?
They got practice.
Guys, Russell Wilson here to be the quarterback or go to the Knicks games? I'm surprised he'd bang out to just go to the Knicks game.
I actually kind of give Russ credit for that. For all the being shown, he actually at least faked his way into caring about the football.
I completely agree. I wrote this down on my list. I wanted to give Russ credit that he's not using being in town for OTAs as an excuse to go to Knicks games. Right. I give him a little golf club.
I don't even really care, just except for he wore a Giants jacket.
It was so obnoxious.
So corny.
We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019, and what to do with Game 7 tickets. Baseball's back tonight. Yankees, after an off day, go from Anaheim to L.A. World Series rematch tonight. Game you'll hear right here on this radio station, Yankees-Dodgers. And the Mets welcome in the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies. So I was in the building last night for Game 5. I feel like I brought some luck to the New York Knicks fans. And one of the videos I recorded, I ended it by saying, hey, you're welcome for the win. I'll be in the building for Game 7. And that has caused the discussion. Should I be in the building for Game 7? Here are the thoughts of our coworkers, Boomer and Gio, on if I should use my season tickets to go to Game 7 of an Eastern Conference Finals.
If Game 7, you got to sell it. I don't care how much you love sports. I don't care what book you're writing next. If you're Evan Roberts and you are not a Knicks fan and they come back for Game 7, if you don't sell that ticket, someone needs to punch him square in his face.
I think you're hurting your family.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I mean, that goes right into the 529.
I mean, my God. So he better not be in that building. And he did a video from his seats last night. He could lick the ceiling of the Garden with those seats. I mean, honestly, he could take a piece of gum out of his mouth and stick it to the top of Madison Square Garden.
All right. Couple of things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Number one. I got to give Gio credit. I'm going to rip him. The book idea is a great idea. Mm. I think that when he said that, I'm like, I should write a book called In the Building, where I talk about all the big games I've been at. Opinions, good opinions, right, bad opinions, teams I root for, teams I don't root for. So, gee, much like Craig mocked me and I wrote a scorebook book out of it, I think you've pulled a Craig. Mm. I think I'm going to write a book called In the Building. That's number one. Number two, my seats kick ass. My seats kick ass. You want to mock how high up I am? Yes, I can touch the ceiling. You're not wrong about that. In fact, I saw some gum on the ceiling last night. But I have a view on top of the action. See, the beauty of the bridge, place you've never been, is that you're on top of it. So while you're very high up, you see everything. And I'm telling you right now, that is a better seat than 85% of Madison Square Garden. I ain't kidding. If you're behind the basket, my seat's better. If you're not directly centered, I don't care how low you are, mm-hmm, my seat's better. In fact, if you're courtside but under the basket, my seat's better. I'm not kidding you. Mm. You want to watch the game?
You're closer to the action, but you just can't see it all.
You don't see it? Are you there to watch the game? Now, I'm a geek. I'm there to watch the game. So maybe if you're there to, you know, eat some food, you know, talk to celebrities and schmooze, fine. Then I'm wrong. Or you're a child and you're like, oh, they're so tall. Fine. You're right. But if you're there to watch the game, I'm sorry. You're dead wrong. My bridge seats kick ass.
Evan in his all 22 seats wherever he goes.
Damn right.
And yet he thought OG got fouled from that seat.
He did get fouled from there. All right. So let me get to the real point. Boomer Esiason affected me.
Why?
The thing with the family and the 529 plan, which I have signed up for, like, he's right. Like, I am taking money out of the college fund to go to a basketball game of a team I don't even root for. So every reason I want to go, like, Big Show Bob in the mix, this is why you have season tickets, that one little line by that damn boomer made me think.
Well, he's right.
He kind of is right. So what do I do?
You have two seats?
I have two seats.
All right, give me one, sell the other one.
Let me give you one.
Yeah, give me one. I'll give it to Tommy. You can sell the other one.
No, I ain't giving anybody one. The idea would be I go with one and I sell the other. Now, does that warrant a punch in the face from Gio? I don't know. Well, not from him. He said someone needs to punch me in the face. Tiki, as the puncher in the facer of the Evan and Tiki show, would I deserve a punch in the face if I sell a ticket, make the money, $5.29 like Boomer said, but then I also go to the game? I get the best of both worlds.
Well, here's the reality. Your oldest is 7?
8.
8. By the time he gets to college, which is a decade from now.
Correct.
That $2,000? $3,000?
Yeah.
That you're going to put in this $5.29 is barely going to scratch it.
Yeah, it's not going to make a difference.
It's barely going to scratch.
That's a good point. Like, what are we talking about here, Boomer? Yes, I make some money, but is it really getting my kid to college?
I mean, that's like a hundredth of a year in college.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's terrible. It's probably more, less, it's probably more than that, but you know what I mean. And by the time college tuition in, what will that be, 2035 or 2036 or whatever it is that Jet's going to school?
Yeah.
I don't even want to speculate because it's ridiculous right now.
Well, and the other...
So you might as well enjoy it right now.
Well, that's the other problem. Like, the point Boomer made, you can use about anything you do in life. Mm-hmm. Like, why go to that expensive golf course when you could give the money to your college fund? Why go out for that really nice dinner when you could go put it in your college fund? So
why buy the season tickets to begin with? Just buy the college fund. Evan, I also have a curious question, though. If you did sell the tickets with the college fund and all that stuff in mind, don't you then at some point in the next couple of years start rooting against your kid getting a full scholarship?
What?
Because if he gets a full scholarship, the money doesn't go for college. So if I give up going to a game to pay for college, you're not getting a full scholarship. What did I sell this game
or
for?
Or you have really good athlete kids, and then they decide to go to Ivy League schools.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
And they don't give scholarships, and you're paying anyways.
I don't think that's going to happen on my end.
It seems very personal to you.
I mean,
I don't understand your point at all, so... Okay, I don't know what that means. Like, they get a scholarship and what? Well, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
What he's saying is most of our parents, they have a little nest egg for us to go away to college. And perhaps they didn't go to a game of a team they don't root for. They didn't go to Aruba that week. And then you get a scholarship and the money you saved goes to what? We saved all this money for you.
At least you could use it. You can still then use it.
For what? For the beer? For beer pong? What are you using?
No. The kid goes to college on a scholarship. You, as the parent, can now use that money for whatever you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations. Like, I'll give you an example.
The difference with the 529 is it will get taxed when you take it out and don't spend it on college.
It's very different.
That was my point. You can use it whenever you want. You miss game 7 now.
Well, I was going to college. I was going to go to Seton Hall University. It was going to cost my parents $30,000 a year. And my dad and my mom always said, we will pay for your college. Great. I ended up getting a job at XM Satellite Radio. I decided not to go to college. I ended up going to a community college. Right. I got an associate's degree. I'm very proud of that. Don't mock it. But obviously, it did not cost my parents $30,000 a year. Instead, I was making money with a full-time job.
With all the kids that can't get jobs after going to four-year colleges, you probably made a good choice.
I made a good decision. Right. I had to make a decision. Do I go to college or do I take this great job opportunity? And I took the great job opportunity. And I remember my dad saying, you know, we earmarked all this money for college. And so what he did was he furnished my first apartment. And I was so appreciative of it. And he would joke, that cost me like nothing compared to the college.
No, he's right.
Like, he saved so much money that it was like, oh yeah, I'll furnish your apartment. You want a flat screen TV? Sure.
He probably should have just went and bought more season tickets.
So if that happens, that's not a bad thing. It just means you save the money. But I will tell you, I don't know what to do. I did listen to what Boomer had to say, and what I've decided is that on Monday, if there is a Game 7, I'm going to put a Twitter poll out simply saying, what should I do with my Game 7 tickets?
Yes.
And if the people say, you know what, you host on the Fan, afternoon drive, you got to be in the building, I will listen, I'll be in the building. If they say you got to sell it, you're a selfish bastard. If you don't, I will sell it. So I'm going to leave it up to the people. Is that not a good idea?
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
It's a really great idea.
In fact, I'll start that poll up Saturday night. As soon as the Knicks force a seventh game, I'll put it up there. I'll let it set for 2 days. And Tommy, I apologize. There will be no option that says, give it to Tommy. That is not an option.
Well, so, if enough people write it in, then maybe.
No.
Maybe the write-in candidate can actually win the election.
You're not putting the show first, is the way I look at it.
Well, putting the show first would be me just going.
No, it would be the two of us going because of the content on social media and also the story the next day.
Here's the problem. I can't do that because to Boomer's point and to Gio's point, if I sell one of them and make a good amount of money, then I did both, but, okay, and I still go to the game. If I just go with both of them.
How much money? Are you making $5,000 on Game 7?
So it's a great question. Let's see right now what the get-in price is for Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. So for Game 5, the get-in price settled in at about $450.
Okay.
Which is actually not that high of a number considering what it's been in the past for some of these series. As of right now, and remember, there's still a few more days. Mm-hmm. The Knicks have to win. Like, things are going to change.
It is back to a work day.
It's a Monday.
Yes.
Mondays are not a night where people really want to go out.
No, but at least you're in the city, potentially.
That's true.
Instead of heading to the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore or wherever the heck you're going for a long weekend.
So there's actually a better market, you think, on a Monday than there is Thursday or a Friday.
Yeah, there's just more people that are potentially around.
Yeah. I can see that. All right, I'm loading it right now, and I'll give you the get-in price. I think it's going to be over $1,000, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my guess right now.
Does not taking me have anything to do with the last time you brought me to a game, I cursed you out afterwards? Because I thought we made bygones be bygones on that.
No,
I've
given you enough.
My bad.
What do you mean you've given me enough?
Birth me? You're not my father. What do you mean you've given me enough?
I've given you enough free stuff. Like, you're done. You've drank over my nipple plenty. Whoa, whoa,
whoa. You're something.
I apologize. Else. This isn't about you. Okay. So anyhow, the get-in price right now is $1,097.
Okay.
That's the get-in price.
So if you sell your tickets, I go back to this is not denting a college tuition.
Exactly.
Bill.
So let's go back to the G question. Do I deserve a punch in the face?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I got to think about this one. Right now, and this is the crazy part, what the Garden is charging, because you can buy tickets straight through Ticketmaster.
That's a better question. That's
they're
better.
Charging $1,600 a ticket to get on the Chase Bridge. $1,600 a ticket. That's
again, a heavy number, still not making a dent in college tuition.
You're right. And I look at it this way. I just sell one ticket. It'll be awkward sitting next to that person, obviously. Right. And then I go to the game anyway. Get the best of both worlds. But I do want to thank Gio. I think I'm writing a book called In the Building. I think that's the name of the book. Makes me think of Mike. I'm in the building. I'm here. And I think it's going to be a book about my experiences of being in the building. Like, I was in the building for those two giant Super Bowls. That's big. Certainly not a giant fan. I think that makes the list.
Did you lie about what you were going to have for dinner before you went in those buildings?
So first of all, I did not lie last night. Here's what happened. I talked openly about the panini I wanted because they sell these wonderful paninis on the Chase Bridge. So I got there really early. The gates open. I'm like the first guy in Madison Square Garden. I even got a towel that said Knicks playoffs. Gave it to my father-in-law. I was very happy. Other thing the Knicks did, which is great, is they give you a commemorative ticket. When you walk in, they will actually say, would you like a commemorative ticket?
Wow.
And they hand you this really pretty commemorative ticket because we always talk about how there aren't tickets anymore. It's all like digital and through your phone. So great job by the New York Knicks. So I climb the bridge. I get to my panini stand. I'm the first guy there. I'm all pumped up. I got my season ticket discount card. I'm going to get 30% off. I'm like, this is great. I'm so happy. So I order the sandwich I want. And the guy looks at me and says, would you like it as a sub or would you like it as a panini?
Mm.
And now I got confused. Because now I'm staring at the two sandwiches. They both look unbelievable. And I'm like, I kind of want the sub. So I got the sub. I sat down on the bridge and, oh my God, it was orgasmic. It was an unbelievable sandwich. I tweeted it out. Didn't think anything of it. And Sean was like pissed at me. Like, you said it was going to be a panini. And now you're eating a sub.
This is the food guy, though.
What?
You aggrieved him.
Here's the thing.
He had his visual... So, like, I don't know, taste buds ready to see a panini. And he saw a sub. And he's like, dude, is Evan so stupid he doesn't know the difference between a panini and a sub?
Is that what you thought?
That's what he thought.
But Tiki, so we have a very sporadic segment here called Eating More-ish.
Yes.
Right? Okay. And if we tell somebody what I'm going to eat, the general thing is they want to hear my reaction to it. It'd be one thing in passing yesterday on the air if Evan mentioned, yeah, I can't wait to get a panini. He spent 4 days
talking about how the best part of going to this game was to get the panini.
Yeah.
I mean, he talked about that more than Tyrese Halliburton's triple-double. Then he gets up there and with no context just tweets a picture of a sub.
What I do with my meat...
At least in that picture go... Turn down the panini because the sub was so great. You just, you left it out there and you left people to wonder, do you not know what a panini is?
I'll give him some of my meat.
I know what a panini is. I just, he threw me off. Like, I don't think they used to sell subs. Like, it's been so long since I've been at the Garden on the Chase Bridge that I think they changed their menu a little bit. I got one critique though. So at halftime, I got a little ice cream. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't have Mr. Softy. Okay. They give you ice cream in a cup, like pre-placed in the cup. So I get the chocolate brownie. Small cup, but you know what? Perfect. I don't want to eat too much. They hand me the cup, and they say, don't worry. The spoon is underneath the cover. I'm like, what? So I open it up. It's this little piece of wood.
Oh boy.
And I
remember those things when I was a kid.
Yes. So the first thing is I stick the wood in to eat the chocolate.
Does it break?
It doesn't break worse. It falls to the ground at Madison Square Garden. I look around. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I don't care. I pick it up. I take that Knicks towel that they gave me. I start scrubbing it.
Oh, gosh.
And then I went to town on the ice cream, but it was just so difficult to eat with this wooden spoon. Can we do better than that? Can we have, like, plastic spoons, like real spoons, not this wood crap?
Or just Mr. Softy on a cone.
Or that.
You could also treat the cup like a cone. You didn't have to eat the spoon off the floor.
I had no choice at that point, Sean.
And for the second time.
He's not a creative eater like you, Sean.
He's not. He's also a second-time liar. Again yesterday, you promoted.
What else did I lie about?
You promoted yesterday. Can't wait to have to get the Luigi's Ice. Couldn't and now you're telling it. Me you got chocolate brownie ice cream.
No, I couldn't find it. I mean, I went there, and it wasn't there. And so I settled for the chocolate brownie ice cream. Wasn't lying. It just wasn't there. Let's go to Pat in Manhattan. Hey, Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hey. Guys, what's happening?
All's good.
So, Sean said there were no celebrities at the game. The name is pronounced Mariska Hargitay. Her mother was Jane Mansfield.
Yes, we know who she is. She died in a car accident. Yeah, that's why every semi truck that you see has that bar on the back because the car she was in with her manager went under the car. She got decapitated. So did the guy. Mariska Hargitay survived because she was in the back well of the car. We all know that story. So what's your point?
Right. My point is that he said there were no celebrities there at the game. The other significance of that is that in 1999, that show started. When was the last time the Knicks were in the playoffs that season?
Well, maybe that's why she got the call.
I'm reading a story that was sent to me that James Dolan personally decides who sits where and when.
Does he really?
Insiders who formerly worked at the Garden or in celebrity concierge services and pro sports say the scheduling to fill celebrity role can begin about 3 weeks before game night. MSG staffers on the small team dealing with VIP clients will contact GMs and agents figuring out who's available for games. Generally, they will overbook to ensure...
So GMs meaning the GMs of the other teams?
No. GMs of Madison Square Garden.
Oh, got it.
Generally, they will overbook to ensure a famous face is in the front row in case someone drops out. If everyone shows up, B-listers are ushered to the other enviable seats that aren't feet on the floor. And models can always be counted on to fill the seats at a late hour. Quote, you would do those asks more last minute to fill in the holes, says the former celebrity concierge.
What?
The team also takes care not to seat famous exes not to each other, an issue when, say, Pete Davidson is in the house.
Mm. Oh, so this is like a real job.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a real gig.
Why wouldn't you sell those seats to paying customers?
Because I think they view the beauty of the Garden and the celebrity power that it has is more valuable than making a few extra thousands of dollars. That's the way I look at it. If you're a celebrity who wants to be in on these tickets, it helps to be flexible about which games you get to attend. But come playoff time, friends of the Garden get a priority. In exchange, these famous fans, Chris Rock, Jon Stewart, John McEnroe, Bad Bunny, Fat Joe, are expected to wave to the camera and do some type of promo for Madison Square Garden. On rare occasions, they are even called on to help recruit players to sign with the Knicks. Like when the late James Gandolfini recorded a video in character to sell LeBron James on the tri-state area. Very interesting. So they meticulously plan this bad boy out.
How do they separate Pete Davidson from all his exes? What, do they put Pete in the rafters? He's half the building. He's basically dated the entire tri-state area. What do they do with that?
It's a challenge, but they clearly try to do that, try to take care of people. Sean's got his Cinco de Favo coming up in a few minutes. CP, the franchise, will stop by, pick his brain on his thoughts going into Game 6. And, of course, more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.